Good morning. We're learning Chayyadam Hilchos Tefila Klal Tezayin Simon Beis. Now he deals with another problem, which is really this is not going to be an issue of getting involved in his needs before davening, but rather it's an issue of greeting somebody. What's the issue? A similar idea which we had before in the first simon about eating and drinking before davening, which is like why are you involved in indulging yourself before you daven? Going to greet another person before you greet your creator is also questionable. So I feel even if I have a valid reason to go to somebody else, go from where I am to greet somebody else because I have a valid need to be in touch with him. Also, shalom lechaveri kadem shi'is pavel. You cannot greet the other person with Hashem's name of shalom. The shemur shal kadosh baruch hu shalom. Kadosh baruch hu is referred to as that he's referred to as Hashem shalom. Hashem, and one of the names of kadosh baruch hu is shalom. Vena roy lahaskar shemur kadem shi'is pavel. To use Hashem's name to greet another person before you've davened to kadosh baruch hu is insulting. This is true, even if you're not going out of your way to greet the person. So we're going to see in the next point that there are two potential issues. One is going out of your way to greet somebody, which is inappropriate to do before davening. You should first greet your creator, whatever language you're going to use. You should not go out of your way to greet the person. The second issue is even if you have not went out of your way to greet the person, you'd happen to meet him along the way. Or I have a valid mitzvah purpose, etc., to go to greet over to the person, I still have an issue of using Hashem's name to greet him. Therefore, he says, "I will tzafra demor atav," saying, "Have a good morning." Beim loshon kodesh or beim loshon acher, loshon Ashkenaz. Whether it's in loshon kodesh or in saying good morning in any language, mutter. That's mutter. If you just happen to meet him along the way, to go to the person's house is also to greet him. Go out of your way to go over to greet the person. Mr. Burris says a fascinating thing that this applies not only if you're going out of your way to the person's house. This would be true even in shul. Let's say if you have a shul where people have makavis kavuyim, and you walk in the shul and your seat is, let's say for argument's sake, is on the north side of the shul, and a friend of yours you haven't seen in a while is on the south side of the shul, and you walk in and you see that he's over there on the south side. So Mishabura Pausen, it's awesome before davening to go out of your seat to walk over to his side of the shul to greet him, even though you're not going to say shalom, you're just going to say good morning or I haven't seen you or something of that sort. You're not going to say shalom aleichem before davening, but you cannot go out of your way to greet somebody before you've greeted a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Had you met him in the foyer going in, you could say good morning, you could say welcome back, etc. You cannot say shalom because you have not davened yet. Let's say a situation where you've davened with the early minyan, so you have no problem going over to the person, but he's davening with the later minyan. So you're going to walk over to him and say shalom aleichem. So you're allowed to walk over to him. You davened already. You're allowed to say shalom aleichem because you davened already. But he's going to answer aleichem shalom. So that's mutter. Even though you're forcing him to use Hashem's name to greet you back, because that's appropriate response, that's mutter, because you're allowed to greet him. So because you davened already, so then he is allowed to respond. Out the covenant of the covenant of brias, the Rishon says, "I'm willing that you should use my name to respond." It's covenant of brias in an appropriate way, even though you have not davened yet. So that would be a cool on this point. Okay, I want to go back to one point which the Chayyadim said in Siman Aleph. We talked about Leilach L'Derech, or other Asakim. So the Chayyadim did not make a list of all the different Asakim that a person should not do. The Shulchan Aruch does make a list. But it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Leilach L'Derech, and Mishabura points out that the Halicha L'Derech is a problem not only before Shachris, it's also a problem before Mincha and Maariv. Whereas some of these other issues of asakim that a person cannot do before davening only apply to before shachris. They do not apply to before mincha and before ma'ariv. That Chazal say a person should not be busy with his own needs before davening. According to the gifts of the Rif, the Chazal have a separate specific issue with going to travel before it's time to daven, and you have not davened yet. First, your tzedek goes in front of you. You're being matzik, you cut yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. By davening, you make yourself into a righteous person in Hashem's eyes by asking Him for your needs, etc. And then you go your way. So that applies to Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv, according to Mishnah Berurah. I mean, once the time for Mincha and Maariv have come, Mincha or Maariv has come, a person should not travel until he davens first. I did see a kula from Rosh Hashanah. It says, if I normally daven Mincha Ketana, and right now it's only Mincha Gedola, so for me it's not really called Zman Mincha has arrived yet, so I'm allowed to travel. That being said, he says, if the place I'm going to, there'll be no minyan to daven there. And over here, if I wait, I'll get a minyan to daven. So it gets involved in the question of what are your responsibilities to do, not to put yourself in a situation where you will not be able to daven with tefillah b'tzibur, which really is a separate discussion, which we'll do in a different time. Have a good day.